test in Adelaide produced another superb climax. Canhai scored 100 in each innings and Gibbs captured an amazing hat-trick. It was the last wicket partnership between Ken Mackay and Lindsay Clyne that held Johnny Moyes, Michael Charlton and scores of listeners in those pre-television days absolutely spellbound. Lindsay Clyne recalls the atmosphere as he went out to join Mackay.
Many people in the dressing room, they didn't expect me. They'd packed their bags and they were all ready to leave. And many people in the stand as I walked down said, well, it won't be long now, will it? And I had to agree with it.
And Worrell is crowding Clyne. Clyne and Izzo face this next ball. And great Scott, what are we going to call this for a field? The whole side's gathered round Clyne. There's a row of four blokes on the onside. There's a row of five on the outside. So there's not room for them all to fit in. And Worrell's waving them back. What a fantastic sight this is. As Worrell goes in to bowl and Clyne pulls away and the seagulls graze peacefully at point, they won't be troubled and the next ball's a little over pitched and Clyne comes forward, fielded by Valentine. No hope of telling you what this field is. The whole West Indies side is within about 4 yards of Clyne's bat as Worrell bowls and Clyne forward to Hall. Hall field. 3 minutes to go. Everybody's blood pressure squirting out the top of their heads as the next ball is a full toss and Clyne takes it to Valentine. Clyne came forward to pat the pitch and Valentine took his cap off and dusted it for him. And Worrell goes in and bowls again to Clyne and Clyne takes it to Solomon. Dear old Val, what a gesture that was. Clyne came out to pat the wicket and Valentine whipped his cap off and dusted it off for him.
He decided after about 3/4 of an hour to an hour that he would stay one end that was turning a little more. Sobers was bowling into that end. And I would take Wes Hall with the new ball and Frank Worrell. That end wasn't doing quite as much. We decided to stay after about an hour at one end. I must admit, I batted against Wes a number of times and he never got me out, but I was frightened to tell him that after while I was still playing, but I reminded him after I'd retired that he'd never got me out. All I could do with Wes was that I used to defend my stumps, and if he was off the stumps, that I missed it. I only played for the ball to hit the wicket, and that's the way I played Wes. But I must say one thing, that he was tremendous. He didn't bowl me a bouncer. Many people said the Wes, why didn't you bowl him a bouncer? And he said, man, he said, if I'd have hit him and killed him, he said, I'd never have played cricket again. And he said, I wouldn't have bowled him a bouncer.
Clyne played out the second last over from Worrell, and then watched as Kenny Mackay had to face Wesley Hall in the final over of the match.
Well, what a wonderful match this has been. What a wonderful match. And the West Indians had it all won, except on the last day. I mean, a test match in which you get a man making 100 in each innings and a hat-trick. And there were three people thrown out in the one day. And you get performances like Alexander, 63 and 87 not out and six catches. Benno's bowling, 200 wickets, and missing the way he bowled, and that catch and bowl of his, and the batting we've seen here today from people like O'Neill and Burge, and Simpson in the first innings, and McDonald in the first innings, Wally Grout today, Conrad Hunt, Cammy Smith, all these chaps, Worrell himself, a wonderful match.
Hall, the second last ball to Mackay, and Mackay drops it on the wicket in front of him, fielded by Sobers.
And it looked today, you know, as though the West Indians would win again. And they've never yet beaten Australia twice in any one series. It looked as though they'd do it today. Well, they've got one ball, isn't it?
One to come.
One ball to do it in. And if they can't do it, well, then the fifth test at Melbourne is the decider. And what a great effort by Mackay. A wonderful effort by Mackay today, and a wonderful effort by Clyne. About 100 minutes, this partnership, just over the 100 minutes, this partnership, which, unless Hall produces something out of the bag, is going to save the game here today for Australia. Something which didn't look possible an hour or two ago. And what a game, what a game, and here's Hall.
The last ball of the fourth test match as Hall comes in and rocks it. No, he misses his step. Oh, blimey. He overran the crease. and he chucked the ball into the turf in annoyance. And a tiny little boy, about 2 years old, comes right out into the middle of the field.
Got a big hat on, he looks like a mushroom running around the place.
And a gigantic policeman moves in his direction and he starts to walk off. And kids are starting to inch onto the field all over the place. He's running out again.
He's on the way back again. And there's a whopping...
He's going to be arrested. An enormous policeman.
He's under arrest.
Well, that's pretty early to start a criminal career. He's only about 1.5.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, what a shot for the television cameras.
Anyway, back he goes to the fence.
And hauls back over the wicket once again. I don't think he quite knows where he's bowling. One ball to go.
And here it comes, the last ball of the fourth test match. If they survive this, Australia draws it, and Hall comes in, and bowls now, a no ball! A no ball! A no ball! And 20,000 children have rushed onto the Adelaide Oval. And they've all got to get off again.
There are thousands of kids on the ground, and they all got to clear off. Goodness me, can't something be done to stop this? But what can be done, I don't know. You'd want 200 policemen. There are kids up arguing the point with the umpire. You never saw anything so fantastic in your life. Policemen running around pushing kids off the field. Well, well, well.
If anybody tells me after this test match tour is over and the West Indians go back home that this isn't the greatest game...
Poor old Ken, I could hardly stop laughing. Look at him out there.
Just the last ball now of the fourth test match for the fourth time, I repeat. We've had about 3 misfires and a no ball. And the least perturbed of anybody, Kenny Mackay. He gets in over the bat again, and here it comes. This is the last ball, and Hall bowls it. And Mackay's hit high up in the body. It's all over. It's a draw.